Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is messy stories. And I'm joined by two messy people.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So,
look, it was either I go with messy or not messy, and I thought it was more interesting to go with messy. I'm here with Tommy and Mac Does It.
Yes!
Mac is back. So you know it's a good episode.
That's right.
Awesome, yeah.
And don't forget our third guest of the day.
Yeah.
The verse pillow.
Verse pillow.
Okay, there's
both ways.
Okay, there might be three of them on the couch right now.
Oh. Okay. So we got some messy stories today.
Right.
I think we all love messy stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I live for it. It's fun.
We're all reality TV fans here.
Absolutely.
Yes, so, of course.
It all changes once I'm involved. Then I hate it. Messy stuff.
True. You don't want to be involved. You just want to observe.
I want to observe that.
Observe the mess.
Yeah, with a commercial break here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like when my friends are involved with messy stuff either, but if I'm like at a restaurant or a coffee shop and I overhear a messy situation happening.
And isn't that delightful?
I'm gonna tune in.
You know, sometimes I like to like pay back society by taking my mess to a restaurant.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
So that someone else can enjoy.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when they're like always like break up in a public setting or have an argument in a public setting, you know, do they say that? Don't they say that?
Like outside, yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
people like me are putting that narrative out there so that I can listen into them.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. Like, make sure you guys break up in public and let me know where you're going to be at.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your service.
Anytime.
Mac, this is your first time here in our new set.
Yes. First time on Reddit Stories in a second.
I know.
In a bit. Get ready, world. Here comes some very bad opinion.
No. No, because if you have bad opinions, you'll get killed.
They'll kill you. All right. Let's hop in. Here we go. Our first story comes from the Too Hot Takes subreddit.
We love them.
We love them. Morgan, just the best. Too Hot Takes. This was posted November of 2025. My ex posted a happy anniversary with me 6 months after we broke up.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
So my ex and I broke up in April. It wasn't messy, but it wasn't exactly peaceful either. He wanted to focus on himself, which was code for flirting with girls on Discord. Anyway, fast forward to now, November.
We've all done that.
And one of my friends sends me a screenshot from his Insta story like, happy 3 years, love you forever, pink heart with little pink heart next to it.
Yep.
With a picture of us from 2022. I actually thought it was a throwback or something, but no, he literally captioned it like we're still together. We haven't spoken since the breakup. I'm not blocked or anything, just ignored. So I'm now sitting here getting texts from mutual friends asking if we got back together. And I'm like, what alternate reality is this man living in? I don't know if it's to make me look like I still care or to make him look like he's the loyal one who never moved on. But either way, it's weird. Like, dude, we broke up half a year ago. You can't just retroactively celebrate an anniversary that doesn't exist. Part of me wants to respond with happy delusion day, but I'm being good.
Respond with happy delusion day.
With happy delusion day.
You have to respond with something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's on an Insta story, so you can't respond publicly.
You can now. Have you seen?
Yeah, you can comment.
What?
You can comment on Insta stories.
You can comment on Insta stories.
Yeah.
It pops up at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The little bottom. Uh-oh, Emily just realized she made a mistake.
You're going through like the Smosh cast, you just see Emily just be like, fuck you, loser. Like, it's like, oh, everyone's going to find out it's Emily.
Yeah. Emily thought Instagram was anonymous. It's crazy.
Dang it.
That's wild. Is he from like the Berenstain Bears multiverse?
Oh, yeah, effect.
Yeah, maybe he's an OG Mandela.
Yeah.
True.
You know? Oh,
maybe
true.
Maybe he had like a minimal like amount of amnesia happen. Maybe he got hit by a train.
Okay, a train.
And just got minimal amnesia from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's minimal a thing. That's a
survive,
thing, Shane.
I believe in minimal amnesia.
You've been diagnosed with minimal amnesia.
Minimal amnesia, yeah.
I believe in that. I don't believe in surviving getting hit by a train, I think is what I'm being skeptical of.
You can if
of.
You position your brain just right.
Just get hit a little bit.
A little bit.
Tiny bit.
Just a tiny just little, bit.
Minimal. Just a little minimal.
I wanted to say, what would you do in this situation? But this is a hard situation to fathom.
I think I'd show up on the doorstep with some flowers and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Be like, happy anniversary. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's the point? You know, like play along, but then pivot.
Six months is a long time to wait to then do some shit like this.
That is crazy.
Like, I feel like you should be fully moved on by 6 months.
Right.
I guess the ex maybe hasn't told people. Like, so they're trying to keep a ruse going.
But it's 6 months. Like,
it's 6 months, it's like, and one of these Discord girls are going to be flying
very
over
confused.
To his,
yeah, very confused Discord girls.
Yeah.
They're all confused.
Flirting with girls on Discord.
On Discord, the place to flirt with.
Hello, kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't.
Not hello, kitten.
That's what you're doing on Discord.
Hello, my little princess.
I don't use Discord, but I've heard that's how you have to use it. Some comments. Someone said, not gonna lie, that is fucking weird. 3.6 thousand upvotes. Someone said, I'm pretty sure his parents have no idea he broke up with you. Parents could be a thing. Parents. Someone said, yep, I'd put money on it. I once had an ex who lied to his family for a year after we split. I found out about a year after when his sister messaged me and asked when I would be coming to visit again. He was furious when he found out that I told her we broke up. He just sent me a message a few days ago. We broke up over a decade ago, and I'm happily married, and he's still trying. Some people are insane.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
A decade, and you're like, no, we're still together.
That's just the power of love.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Versatile pillow.
And your thoughts?
Yeah, verse pillow.
And your thoughts? I think he's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh, be careful. You got. Hey, have a tamer take. Okay.
Yeah, chill out.
You. I'll kill you.
I guess denial can be just very powerful. Maybe they just refuse to acknowledge something. Someone said, have that friend comment on it for you. Dude, why are you posting this? You cheated on girlfriend and dumped her 6 months ago to be with other girls. Someone said, exactly this. Don't acknowledge it, OP, but get your friend to, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also like, why even bother?
Yeah.
Why even?
Right.
You know? I guess if it's your likeness and it's like your...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would be uncomfortable with it, like, because you don't want people to, like, because her friends think that she's now with
right,
her.
No, that's true. She's
they're like, oh, are you with him? Yeah. So it's definitely a lot.
Make an announcement on your story. Be like, we are not together.
Yeah.
Right.
Happy breakup anniversary, 6 months.
Right.
Broke up 6 months ago. Lastly, someone said, nah, be bad. Post a pic of yourself saying, happy 6 months being single. The weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Good. Little pink heart emoji with a little pink heart next to it.
Pretty, like, you know, mildly messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there an update?
No.
No.
Oh. Oh.
He died.
No.
She killed him.
Yay!
Our next story. This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. Normally, this is where I share my experience with ZocDoc, but today I wanted to share a special Reddit story that was shared with me and the team. Smosh ZocDoc ads kind of saved me. In parentheses, say, thanks, Shane. To summarize, OP found out that they had a potentially cancerous tumor, and to quote OP, I needed to see my primary care doctor immediately. I didn't have a primary care doctor. I didn't even know who to go to with my insurance. I remembered Shane Top talking about ZocDoc and how easy it is to find doctors and book appointments. I got into ZocDoc and booked an appointment for the next day with a doctor in my network. And later, OP shares, because I was able to see a primary care doctor so quickly, I was able to get the treatment I needed without delay. OP goes on to say, my best friend and I named the tumor that tried to kill me Balthazar. Balthazar is dead. As of June 2025, I am in remission, and as of early August 2025, I am done with treatment. First and foremost, we are so happy to hear that Balthazar is dead and that OP is doing well. We really appreciate OP for sharing this story with us, but this serves as a great reminder to stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/PitReddit and find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/PitReddit. ZocDoc.com/PitReddit. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. Back to the show. This next story comes from Am I the Asshole? Is posted in February this year. Would I be the asshole for suing my friend when she didn't come to my wedding?
Oh.
Ooh. So that sounds wild, first of all. But but I am living for that idea.
I'm taking you to court.
I'm taking you to court because you didn't see me in my beautiful dress.
Like, I want
to
see that at like Judge Judy.
Oh, 100%. Judy Justice would eat
Judy
that shit
Justice, by the way.
Oh, Judy Justice.
Judy Justice.
Oh, yeah, new channel.
She,
right?
she has a new face, a giant ass, and a new name. Has anyone seen Judy Justice's
Tommy
big
brought this
ass.
Up. Tommy, you brought this up to a whole meeting room of us. We were all writing,
yes.
and you were like, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this. And so we Googled it.
And it's big.
And it frankly shocked us all.
I don't know why.
Judy.
But she's truly like, and it's like.
Is it the picture of her in the black jumpsuit? Yes.
It's
I don't know if it's like drag queen
shocking.
Padding or what, but like, I don't know what's up with Judy Justice.
Mommy be squatting, maybe.
Mommy be squatting.
Oh.
Maybe she's behind the thing going like this.
the entire time.
She's like, no.
That's from upholding justice.
That's from upholding justice.
Here we go. I, a 25-year-old woman, recently got married to my 25-year-old husband in Bali, Indonesia, in January. It was a destination wedding, but my parents and his parents paid for their own plane tickets and hotel, but we paid for our friends' plane tickets and hotel stays. Each plane ticket was about $2,000 USD, and the hotel was maybe about $150 to $300 for a week. My friend, Gemma, brought along her newlywed husband, John, along but paid for his plane ticket. The problem is that Gemma and John did not show up to my wedding. Gemma took the free plane ticket to Bali and the hotel room, and when I asked her why she didn't show up, she said that since they couldn't afford their own honeymoon, that this was a perfect opportunity and that Jim decided that he didn't feel like going. I was really hurt by this since Gemma and I have been friends for over 10 years. Would I be the asshole if I took her to small claims court for the money I spent on the plane ticket and hotel?
Okay.
Oh my God.
They're like, different perspective now.
Also, let me be clear. Earlier on, she says, my friend Gemma brought along her newlywed husband, in quotations, John. Later, she called him Jim. Come on, you wrote two paragraphs. You can keep it consistent.
That's so funny. They're like,
sorry, this is,
wait a second. This place is really fun. Like, let's go.
They are pieces of shit, but kind of hilarious.
This is hilarious. This is hilarious.
A quite iconic, selfish move to make, I will say.
Yeah.
To go to Indonesia for a wedding and then be like, let's not go to the wedding.
Right.
And just vibe around and continue to go back to the hotel.
Right.
They're there for the week. They're seeing each other.
Right. They're definitely fucking over the,
oh my
the person
God.
Getting married here, the OP here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. They stole money.
It's just things like this, and I think this is also why I like Abby Lee Miller, or I enjoy watching her, is because, like, as, like, someone who's conscious of, like, what people think and, like, their emotions and, like, how they are and, you know, treating people like human beings, when someone's just like, you know what? I'm going on vacation. I'm like, I wish I could, like, I just want, like, a droplet of that extract to just have a little more self-confidence in my life, you know?
You know what it is that I see is that when I watch, like, when I watch people who are really good at dancing, like, you watch really incredible ballet and you go, how does a person do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And then when people do things this selfish and this—
same thing.
Frankly, this insane, I do have a similar reaction where I go,
wow.
Do you do that?
Yeah, 100.
Wow.
It's so alien to who I am. It's just like, oh my God.
I think people sometimes think like my fascination with people who are just outrageous assholes is that I'm actually like supporting them.
And I'm
like,
and I'm not.
I'm like, it's the polar opposite.
I am
my body is like, I don't comprehend what I'm seeing.
Right.
What, in a way that almost dazzles me.
100%. Like, what recipe of events created this person who's like, I don't give a fuck, they flew me out for free. I'm going to the beach. Like, who's doing that? That's unbelievable.
Because you know she's going to take them to small claims court and they're going to fight it.
100%.
They're going to go, no, I had every right to do this.
Like, Your Honor, I just didn't feel the right vibe.
Yeah. The vibes were really low-key off.
Vibes were weird, so I just like,
and she's like, no, give her the money back. She's holding a ball, by the way. It's a squat. Judy Justice. Okay. That's a Judy Justice callback.
Yeah. Okay, the verdict is not the asshole.
No.
Of course not.
Although the pain of going through small claims court is its own thing.
Sucks, but,
like, but she has rights to do it.
She has every right to do it. I mean, small claims, I don't know how small claims court works. I very fortunately have not had to go to small claims court.
Same.
But I feel like it can.
Oh, let me tell. I'm joking now. The amount of time I have a punch card. No.
But this is over $2,500, just about, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
So it's worth it. If it's worth it to her for the time, then.
And you know what we haven't even talked about is that it's her wedding, and as we know, the rule goes you don't fuck with someone's wedding.
But that people love to fuck with people's weddings.
Love to fuck with people's weddings. This means the whole wedding she's going, is Julie fucking out there having a margarita and not here at my wedding? Like, it's all about Julie not being there. Yeah. I'm making up a name. I don't know.
It feels like some, like, White Lotus storyline.
Literally.
It really does.
Yeah.
Really does.
Okay, Mike White. OP is Mike White.
Is he watching?
You know what's stupid, too, is that there was a way that they could have done this if they had said, hey, you're buying us the plane tickets, all this stuff.
Stay after.
Can we book a flight? It's the same price, probably. Can I book a flight 2 or 3 days later?
Right.
And then you just pay for the hotel. The hotel is $150 to $300 for a week. Pay for a couple more days. That feels like a way you could have bargained this.
You could have done the wedding and a honeymoon.
Also, like a wedding in Indonesia is probably, she's already spending this much money for this destination. The wedding's probably badass. You're missing out on a party as well. Like, this was just, it's what I always think about this. I'm like, if you're going to be an asshole, be smart.
Be smart about it. Be a good scammer.
But also, you didn't have to be an asshole here.
Yeah, no.
You could have gotten all of this.
Absolutely.
You could have had the world. Dumbasses.
Dumbasses. This is.
Dumb asshole.
Dumb asshole.
Comments. Can't believe I'm saying this, but not the asshole. Someone offers to give you a free vacation on the condition that you attend one party during that time. I'd be jumping for that opportunity. To take that free vacation and then no call, no show to your friend's wedding is really shitty behavior on their part. They could have extended their stay if they wanted to treat the trip as their own honeymoon. 34,000 upvotes. OP said literally she wasn't even in the wedding party. All she had to do was show up, dance, and eat cake and food. Funny thing enough is that they did go on a honeymoon. It just wasn't abroad. Oh, my God. So
then
wait.
At-home honeymoon?
Damn, OP is loaded. If they're paying for people's flights that aren't in the wedding.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right.
Holy shit, man. Whew. She's being taken to small claims court by her rich friend. She's probably screwed.
She's fucked, dude.
She has time and resources.
A line of lawyers. Someone said, you are not an asshole. Your friend is the asshole here, but I can't see you winning any sort of claim. Legally, you gifted her a plane ticket. There was no contract she had to come to the wedding. Someone responded, judges are capable of finding an assumed condition with a gift. The classic example is engagement rings typically get returned to the man if their fiancé calls off the wedding. Oh. Okay, lastly, someone said, $2,300 is a lot of money, but at least you know now that Gemma and John are a pair of asses. I just remove all connection with them and cherish the thought that they didn't ruin anything else. Someone responded, before cutting ties with them, OP needs to ask for her money back. It is such an abuse of the friendship to take $2,000 and then not even bother to show up for the wedding. OP needs to tell her friend that the ticket that she provided was not intended for a vacation, not the asshole. This seems to be one of those cases, sadly, where this person, Gemma, was just never her friend, probably.
Yeah.
Just an absolute leech the whole time.
Yeah. Also, if she's not in the bridal party. Usually that means you're not as tight with the person.
Yeah.
Usually. I mean, you can still be very tight. I mean, I went to my friend's wedding and I wasn't in the party, but it's like, she's like my sister. So it's like, I don't know.
So it's like just kind of just,
I should have married her. she isn't, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Maybe she isn't good friends with this person. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, not anymore. No more friends.
No, definitely not now. No. They said they've been friends for over 10 years.
But I'm like, what kind of friend? Like me and Matt Collin over there?
Yeah.
It's like, I've known him for 10 years, but we don't talk.
I can't imagine. I couldn't do this to my enemy, though.
No.
Yeah.
If I'm not good enough friends, I'm not going to go. I'm going to say no to it. But I can't, I am such a guilty feeling person.
Sure.
That I fly abroad for free. Mm-hmm. I'm going to that wedding.
For sure.
I'm like, can I help?
Right.
What can I do?
Right.
Shit. You're in this situation. Do you go to small claims court? How do you get the money back?
Do you want me to go first?
I'm going to court.
You don't have to. What would you
That's
do?
That's an option.
What would I do? I wouldn't do anything.
Really?
I'd let it go.
Damn.
I just never talk to them again, you know?
Yeah. I think if you're flying a bunch of people out with $2,000 plane tickets already, and you're having a destination Indonesia big party wedding, do you really need that $2,000 back?
Yeah, right, true. If we're talking about relative scale of things, right? Because yeah. $2,300 is a lot for us. I'm sure for a lot of people watching, they're like, holy shit, that's so much money.
And that's what I'm talking about.
But if you're having a wedding like that.
Right. I just keep thinking about the court of it all. And it's like the amount of time you have to like take off work and hire a lawyer and all the paperwork. I'm just like the effort of like all of that is like just to go like, give me my $2,000. And then you have to pay $10,000 to your lawyer.
And I should be clear, stealing or abusing $2,300 is still a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's still a problem. I'm just thinking about the American relativity.
We're talking about how the American court system is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to get involved in it at all is potentially a lot of your time and probably more money.
Right.
And are you going to end up, now I don't know, like I said, I don't know much about small claims court, but it's just like, are you going to end up spending more money
and
getting back? How much are you going to actually get back? Like you're going to lose a lot of time on this.
Right.
Is this person worth not only robbing you from your wedding. Mm-hmm. But now it almost kind of like, does it make the narrative of your wedding about them more than it really should?
Right.
Is kind of where I'd, this is where I would personally be at.
Same, that's where I just like, now it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
A part of your life. Also, just like a little caveat of that, it's like, if we get scammed out of $2,300, we face the exact same thing where it's like, okay, so I'm going to have to go to claims court for this, and well, I also have to pay. So that's why I'm like, well, this person clearly has a little bit more going on than the people in this room. So I'm like, maybe this could be something she could let go. Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
But still, I hate that person.
If I was their friend and they're like, I'm taking them to small claims court, I'd be like, that's fantastic. Can I watch?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I want to be in that room.
I need to be there.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'd be like, that's going to take up so much of your time. That's going to be a lot. And then I'd be like, I'm going to go. And I'd be like, all right, when is it? Because I want it to take up my time too. Yeah. I'm going to go watch.
I'm going to sit there with one of those veils in the back.
They're like, was he involved? Like,
I want to be the one that's constantly gasping like, what?
In the background. Get him! All right. Update.
Yes.
Oh. Do they go to Judy Justice?
Judy Justice.
Update. I messaged Gemma per multiple comments advising me to invoice her for the plane ticket and hotel room, but I did something a little better. I wanted to get proof so if I had to go to court, it would be easier to win. I messaged her this. Hey, sorry for being so distant, but I just wanted to talk to you about Bali. I'm hurt that you didn't show up to the ceremony. I pulled a lot of strings to ensure that you could come, and then you didn't show up. Did you think I paid for the trip just so you could honeymoon with John? She replied, I've missed you a lot, and I know the trip was for your wedding, but John didn't want to go because he felt like your wedding ruined the illusion of the trip being our honeymoon, and that you'd understand. Oh, Gemma, you fool. You fell right into the trap. Judy's gonna read that. I replied, no, I don't understand. You took advantage of me, and that's not what real friends do. So I'm invoicing you $2,387.53 for the cost of the plane ticket and hotel room. I will give you 30 days, and after that, I will be taking legal action. Ooh. I received no response, but she's been posting subliminal quotes on Instagram that are along the lines of entitled friends and having snakes in your life. Thank you all for your verdicts and help. Man, it's always the people who scam their friends who call people snakes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
It really is. Like,
it is.
Whenever people I swear at this stage, when people post shit on Facebook being like, you never trust the right people, I'm like, you're the bad guy.
You're the problem. Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, you're probably the bad guy.
Yeah, and there's therapists out there going, I'm so sorry for you. It's them, they're the problem. And then they come back with the like, I'm setting up a boundary, and I'm like, you're horrible! It's like, I don't know. Oh, yeah. God.
Gemma is so, it's that thing where it's like they're so atrocious, they come back to being entertaining. And like, I from so afar, I'm entertained by Gemma.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awful person, I hope. I'm now really hoping.
I can't believe I was right when I was like, your honor, the vibe wasn't right.
Literally.
She was like, hey.
The vibe wasn't right. I'm not going to go.
I'm so sorry I couldn't go, but it would ruin the illusion. You understand, right? You get it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Whew. Update number two.
Oh.
We gotta get to Judy Justice.
In court, come on.
That's amazing to hear.
Fell right into the trap, too. She listed out the exact price in that invoice,
too. For real.
So smart. Update number two. I didn't think this could get worse, but here we are.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Gemma cannot win.
If Gemma wins, I'm walking out of this room.
I will be mad. No, Gemma, look, it's only fun if they don't win.
100%.
Like, Abby Lee Miller's amazing because she loses so badly, I feel like.
Karma got her ass.
Like, it really did.
It did.
You get
it did.
To, you get to, like, retroactively enjoy so much because it's like, yeah.
Well, yes. So let's see what happened to Gemma.
Okay. I didn't think this could get worse, but here we are. I didn't respond to any of the subliminal messages she posted about me on social media, and I've been very quiet while I've been getting my ducks in a row for the litigation. But this past Friday, she sent me a 3-page audit of financial and emotional contributions from 2015 to the present. Oh,
they Gemma, both have time.
Gemma. Gemma's a demon, dude. Oh, no.
Wow.
Gemma needs a job.
I wish I was fucking joking. The audits. She itemized every dinner or lunch we've ever ate together. She estimated $18 per meal, gas money for driving to and from hangouts, a birthday gift from 2017 that she now claims she went into debt for, time spent emotionally supporting me after my dad passed. She said she took on the role of a grief counselor for me, even though I talked to her on the phone about it once for 30 minutes. One time she helped me move apartments. She wants to be paid for her labor and emotional distress caused by me threatening litigation. Emotional distress caused by me threatening litigation? Oh, my God. Hey, you asked for money, and that's really hard for me. Her grand total? $2,412.09, which is conveniently within $25 of what I invoiced her. She then told me that if we're really keeping score, that I actually owe her $24.56. Okay.
And this is what we're talking about with the I'm in awe of someone.
Crazy.
I'm fascinated.
So deep in their own shit.
This is when someone pulls a triple axel in Winter Olympics and you're like, how do they do that?
How'd you do that? How'd you figure out how to do that? How'd you figure that out?
I think I stared at the document for 10 minutes in silence, in shock from the audacity, because this bitch is delusional. To clarify, I never asked her to cook for me. While I was in college, she did pay for lunches, but when I definitely returned the favor big time once I graduated, I bought her many gifts over the years. I've let her stay at my house several times when she and John argued, and I have also lended a shoulder for her to cry on when she had difficult times in life. But apparently being a friend is now billable. I decided to give the message a thumbs down because if I respond, I will be extremely disrespectful with the anger I am facing. I cannot wait for these 30 days to be over because I will be suing the fuck out of her. Okay. As of recording, no other updates at this time. OP did post in r/legal advice a shortened version of this story. Okay, damn it.
Oh,
wow. Dang it.
No Judy Justice.
Well, the episode hasn't aired yet.
Okay.
So
it's been over a month, too. Oh, I hope she sued her. I hope she got the money. I'm really upset that we don't have an update from this point on.
Yeah. Now that Gemma came back with that audit, they better be going to court because that's hilarious.
100%.
The amount of content you're gonna get out of that.
Oh my God.
You just
have vertical clips aplenty.
And it's not even about the money. It's about we need to see Gemma lose.
100%.
Like Gemma has to lose.
100%. Just for like the story of humanity. Like, you know, for thousands of years from now, we'll read about Gemma and they'll go, did she get justice?
Yeah, true.
Justice.
It's been a month, right? You said?
Yeah.
She needs to get justice.
So maybe the...
It's been about a month and a half. As of recording,
the court case is probably still happening.
It's probably still...
Maybe they got a court... Maybe they got a court date. Maybe she can't talk about it now that it's in the legal...
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what's going on.
Oh, if we get an update, we will let you know because I need it.
Gemma needs to go down.
Gemma needs to go down.
Yeah, if there's an update and I'm not in the episode, I'm going to bash through the ceiling. I'm going to fall flat on the ground just to hear about Gemma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. And that is messy. Mm-hmm.
That
was mess.
Delicious mess, too.
Delicious.
That is messy. I will say, if she sues her and she wins, take that money and get as far away from Gemma as possible.
100%.
Because Gemma will be spending the rest of her life doing everything she can to find a way to get back at her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People like Gemma, you got to get away from.
Got to get away from, yeah.
Watch 100%. Them on TV.
Right, that's where they belong is on TV. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This episode of Reddit Stories is also sponsored by Quince. Getting ready in the morning has always been a hassle for me. Turns out, it wasn't because I didn't like clothing or styling. It was because I was uncomfortable in my clothes. I needed pieces that were soft, relaxed fit, and a little more breathable. Quince uses quality materials that I feel good in no matter what I wear. Having comfortable staple pieces in your wardrobe makes getting ready in the morning super easy. I've been checking out the 100% European linen shorts and the 100% Pima cotton tees. That's two 100%. Quince also offers relaxed and comfortable pants that I look polished in. I can wear them all day at work and go out in the evening without changing. Pants that work for both playing Monopoly here and going out to a nice restaurant with a nice martini. Soft martini pants. Quince has so many great options and they are great quality. Everything I've gotten from there has been truly incredible and I feel great in. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/pitreddit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/pitreddit for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pitreddit. Now back to the show.
Our next story, posted in Relationship Advice about a month ago as of recording this. I, a 23-year-old woman, was too nervous to finish a threesome, and now my boyfriend, who's 27, seems to hate me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I don't think you had... On Reddit, there's been so many threesome stories, and they rarely go well. I think they've maybe I read one that went well.
Well, the thing people don't talk about with threesomes is that they're usually two people are involved in action, and then there's another person there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Oh.
That's how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My boyfriend, who's 27, and I, a 23-year-old woman, have been together for 3 years. I thought everything was fine, but about a month ago, he said he was a little bored. I thought everything was fine, but about a month ago, he said he was a little bored and that we needed new stimulation. Oh. He said we should both think about this. I thought he meant, like, let's go camping, and started making plans for something fun to do. But a week ago, we talk again, and he says that he's found this girl, 19-ish year old woman, and she's perfect for us. He's 27, by the way. That being with this girl will help him see how much he really loves me and may even convince him to marry me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
This will fix everything, babe. She's a child.
Oh, my gosh. What a way to reveal that you've, like, been, like, flirting with other women, too.
Yeah.
A week later, it's like, oh, I just happened to find this girl.
That's
out of
so
nowhere.
Crazy.
What, babe.
Wow.
And she be down.
And she, yeah. What a coincidence.
To be in a 3-year relationship and then get blindsided by this. Poof.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking buried.
Talk about
my
getting hit
grave.
By a train just enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd scoot him forward an inch or two.
Hey, lean in. Okay. I was married for 18 months before, and I'm embarrassed about being an ex-wife already. Nothing to be ashamed about there. But I really didn't want to do it. But he said, oh, that figures. It's kind of disturbing how you reject anything new.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, it's a threesome. That is...
My gosh.
That is a different category. And that kind of made me feel bad.
Sorry. I had to take it out on the poof.
Sorry, little poof.
OP writes, that kind of made her feel bad. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we finally tried to see the girl on Wednesday. She was okay, but the whole thing was too weird for me. We were sitting there awkwardly, and then out of the blue, he turned to me and commanded, take your top off. I couldn't do it. I was way too nervous and everything spiraled from there. The girl left maybe 20 minutes later. Now it's been a few days and he won't talk to me. I'm not sure how to make him see I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
So they didn't go through with it?
Oh no, girl, stand up.
Oh,
stand up.
God.
Get up.
Oh,
walk out that room.
I feel so bad, dude.
Like, also, we just like you cross over the fact that like she was already married before. She's only 23.
She's only 23. She was married before for 18 months, and she said she's insecure about being an ex-wife already. But it's like, dude,
no, that's fine.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is one of those where it's a short story, but I'm like, okay, I already need to know everything I do about this guy, right? And where her self-confidence is at, where he's commanding things of her that mm-hmm. she feels so uncomfortable about, but clearly does not feel comfortable setting her boundaries. And it's just like, oh, because he's not allowed you to have boundaries before.
100%,
yeah. Makes you feel so guilty for him. She's sitting here being like, oh, like, how do I make him see I'm sorry? It's like, dude, this guy sucks so bad. Mm-hmm. Beyond sucking, he's truly awful. The top comment just says, girl, leave. This is manipulative and abusive. 11,000 upvotes. Yeah.
11,000?
11,000 upvotes. Hopefully that is enough for her too.
Right.
I can't relate personally, but I know that people in these situations, it is so hard to see from above what they're in mm-hmm. and to go, oh, this is absolutely absurd. But they are made to feel that they're the problem in it.
100%.
Someone said, reject anything new normally means a food, hobby, or similar. Not creating a situation where he's cheating on you in front of your face. Your relationship is cooked. That's another way to put it. Someone said, you need to learn to value yourself. This hurt to read. Someone responded, I really hope it's rage bait. Lastly, someone said, have a threesome to save the relationship is the new have a baby to save the marriage, apparently. Ooh. Damn. Ooh. Yeah. Look, it could be a rage bait post, but this is a very real thing.
100%.
Like, I have heard personal stories of this type of thing, like, from friends, sadly. It is a thing that happens, and it sucks mm-hmm. really bad. And it's very clearly, you add on top that it's very clearly him cheating, and then the audacity.
Like he's been cheating.
Oh, he's been probably cheating all the time.
Well, how do you find the 19-year-old girl?
Yeah, how do you find a 19-year-old girl? Discord.
Oh.
Discord. Hello, kitten.
Hello, kitten. Want a freeway? Want a freeway?
I feel like audacity only can grow. It doesn't ever level out, it seems like.
No.
Like, when people are cheating, it seems like they it's like, oh, you got away with cheating. Okay, is that
going to
end?
So what's next?
And it's like, it's never enough. They always find new ways to do it bigger and bigger until it's like, oh, no, I need to actually, how do I now cross this over and make—
How do I do it in front of her?
My partner needs to be involved in my cheating somehow, mm-hmm. and I need to make her feel bad about it.
And also, like, at the beginning being like, hey, and if I get to cheat in front of you, maybe I'll marry you.
Wild shit.
Like, ew, what the fuck?
Wild
That's
shit.
So disgusting.
No, all of it's manipulative. We were sitting there awkwardly, and then out of the blue, he turned to me and commanded, take your top off.
Sexy.
Sexy. Everybody
loves that.
The vibes.
Love that.
Oh my God.
Dan, send him to Bali.
Send him to Bali.
Send him to Bali.
Send him to Bali.
Get him out of here.
Oh, Jesus.
Them and Gemma and John can hang out. Let's get a bucket of these people.
Go, send him off to have a threesome with Gemma and John.
Yes! There we go.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They can bill him for it afterwards.
Yeah.
For the emotional distress, yeah?
Yeah. God.
They can claim his small court.
Oh! Our last story. Our last story comes from Relationship Advice, and it was posted in July of 2020. This is a 28-year-old woman. She writes, my best friend, a 29-year-old woman, since birth, gave me a bad reference for a job she told me to apply to. Okay.
All right.
Background. Our parents have known each other since before we were born. My parents moved across the street from her parents. Her mom baked my mom and dad a cake, and they've been friends ever since. They even got pregnant around the same time and gave birth a few months apart. Tori and I literally grew up together and have always been close. We were inseparable as kids and have always called each other sisters. Freshman year of high school, her dad got a job opportunity and they ended up moving to California. We were in Ohio at the time, so it was kind of hard to maintain a long-distance friendship because of the time difference and everything that was going on in our lives, but we still remained close, alternating visiting each other during our summer breaks. We applied and got into the same college after high school, so we were finally reunited at college as we dormed together. Things were perfect. Present day, we are both married to our husbands. We live in the same town. Our husbands are best friends as well. Due to this COVID pandemic, I was laid off from my telemarketing job. It was fine at first because my husband was able to pick up a few extra shifts and maintain our household, but his overtime started getting cut, so now we are only living off of one income and have had to use our savings to pay a few bills. As of recently, I've been looking for a new job, and it's been hard because no one has been hiring. Tori and I get together once every other week for drinks. I mentioned to her that I was having a hard time job searching, and she suggested that I apply at her job and that she would put in a good word for me and I'd be hired. We talked about how fun it would be to work together. Tori is in a similar field as I was. Not exactly the same, but she said that I'd have no problem getting in and that they'd train me for whatever I didn't know. Later that week, I applied and was called a few days later for a phone interview. We went over my application and she asked how I was referred to the job. I mentioned Tori and she genuinely sounded excited and bragged about what a great employee Tori is and how she was referring me, I'd probably be a perfect fit. We finished up the phone interview and she said that she would ask Tori a few follow-up questions, but that the job was pretty much mine and to be expecting a call back by a certain day. I texted Tori telling her how things went and thanking her immensely. However, the day came that I was supposed to hear something back, and I haven't heard anything. At Tori and I's get-together, I asked her if her boss ever asked her about me, and Tori said no, and that she would let me know if she did. 2 more weeks passed, and still no word. I asked Tori again, and all she said was that they decided to hire someone else because they had more experience. So I dropped it after that. A month later, and I'm finally back working, and my husband and I are getting back on our feet. I suggested that we invite Tori and her husband over for dinner, and my husband immediately said no. I've noticed that my husband and her husband haven't been talking. I asked him about it, and he brushed it off. I asked Tori about it at our get-together, and she brushed it off as well. However, I knew that was odd, as they talked almost daily and got together weekly for beer and poker with a few other friends, and that hasn't been happening either. I decided to press the issue more with my husband, and he finally broke down and said that the reason why him and Matt weren't speaking was because of Tori. He explained that the job Tori said she would speak up for me to get, she actually did the opposite. I asked what he meant, and he explained that her boss actually did ask Tori about me, and she said a few things to deter her from hiring me. I asked why he kept this from me for so long, and he said it was better that I didn't know because he didn't want to ruin our friendship. Matt actually told him what Tori did, and he told Matt to tell Tori to do the right thing. They got into an argument, and that's why they weren't speaking. I called Tori and she admitted that my husband was telling the truth and said the reason why she didn't vouch for me was because she didn't want things to change between us because at work she was a completely different person, whatever that meant. So after thinking about asking me to apply, she decided to change her mind but couldn't bring herself to tell me that. I was absolutely disgusted. She knew how much my husband and I were struggling and decided to sabotage my chance at getting a job for no real reason. I hung up and blocked her number. It's been nearly a month and we haven't talked yet. However, my husband and her husband are back on speaking terms, and my husband wants me to make up with Tori and let it go so that things can go back to how they were. However, I'm not sure if they can. I feel like I've been stabbed in the back. Do I have a right to feel how I feel, or is it time to move on and let bygones be bygones? I admit that I do miss her, but I feel like I can't trust her anymore. Had she told me the truth from the beginning, I would have been okay, but she lied to my face on multiple occasions. That's messy.
That's messy.
Yeah, layers.
Whoa.
That's rough.
Yeah. Many layers to this cake that's how their parents became friends.
Exactly.
A cake.
And on the cake, it said, our daughters are going to get in a feud later.
We all fucked. they wrote, we all fucked at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right. they high five.
Congrats to us.
Yeah.
Okay, so to bring it all back, the friend is like, oh, you don't have a job. Let me recommend you for this job at my work. And she applies. And then she's like, actually, I don't want you to work with me. So when the boss asks, after the interview goes great, she goes, actually, no, she's stinky or whatever. And they go, okay.
Everyone's saying it.
Says a bunch of shit. She doesn't have the job. But then doesn't follow up with her friend, doesn't tell her friend that that's what happened. And then her husband finds out about all this and doesn't talk to her about it either because he's like, well, I want your guys' friendship not to be affected.
That double sucks.
That sucks.
Because then your husband's also not telling you.
Yeah, that's so weird. Because the husband, it was enough for the husband to not talk to them. But he's not going to tell the wife so that it's not, I don't know. That sucks. I feel like she was betrayed by multiple people.
Yeah.
You're left out of all of it. And then now that she finds out and she's mad, now the husband's like, actually, can you go back to being friends? Can things go back to being normal? I'm like, I'm kind of mad at the husband almost as much as I am at the friend.
Tori, yeah.
Emily's throwing out things. She's asking if we think other things are happening here. It is...
Like what, there can't be two stinky girls that work at well, Tori's work?
Do we think... I guess maybe...
I'm the stinky
do
one.
Do we think the husbands are fucking? Yes.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be fun. That would be good.
A heated rivalry moment.
Oh.
My
any gay sex is heated rivalry, by the way.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Me, a straight guy, that's what I... That's just
all you
can
think
time.
Of.
It's just like, oh, they're gay. I'm like, oh, heated rivalry.
You're in the kitchen and someone's like, yeah, I got it on last night. And you're like, where did the hockey sticks go?
Yeah.
Where do you put them? Where do you put the hockey?
Are you walking around West Hollywood? Sure, a lot of hockey players, right?
Is there a game happening today?
Whoa. Where's the ice rink, am I right? All right.
These guys aren't dressed for cool weather.
You guys aren't Canadian, are you?
I love that bit.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This episode of Reddit Stories is also sponsored by Shopify. Picture this. You're up late, again, looking for that one product you've been desperate to find. A chair that is also a helicopter. And there it is, a wooden chair and propeller, perfect. But oh no, when you go to buy it, you don't have your card information on hand. That's where Shopify comes in. A purple pay button that has all your information saved, making checkout as simple as navigating the skies in a wooden seat. That's super easy, by the way. But it's not just incredible for buyers, it's the perfect place to start your business. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US. From household names like Mattel and Chamberlain Coffee to brands just getting started, Shopify comes with your own design studio, including hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand's style. Plus, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And if you're having any trouble, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. Did I mention that our Smosh shop uses Shopify? We really love Shopify. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/pitreddit. Go to shopify.com/pitreddit. That's shopify.com/pitreddit. Back to the show.
Okay, what I jump to with these types of Reddit stories, if I'm like, okay, something else going on, is just unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
It's just like, what caused your friend to go, actually, I don't want you working here? And did the friend actually offer to have, where I, the only thing that I could think of is OP is writing like, oh, my friend was like, oh, come work at this job. I'm like, did they offer it or did you push? And they were like, oh yeah, I guess there is an openings at my job.
And they like, don't want to say
no. Is that what's happening? Now that's me jumping to a lot of conclusions.
That could be a situation, yeah.
Based on-
I understand the whole like, oh, when I'm in this environment, I'm a completely different person. I don't want you, like I get that.
Oh,
yeah,
I
fully.
Totally get it.
I don't the perspective friends. You have proposed makes sense with that response, other than like the idea of her like switching.
Right.
If she tried to avoid having OP at her job, she could have just been like, hey, I actually have no say once it gets past me.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it got pretty far.
Oof.
I don't know.
Yeah. And if you're gonna get to that point where you're now being honest, I think the friend, Tori, needs to be honest about why, like, because I think just being like, oh, well, I don't want you to see, like, you need to really lay it out.
Right. Like, this might be a good time to be a friend.
You need to really lay it out of like, hey, here is the explicit reasons why I felt uncomfortable. Now, here you add, though, the layer that this is mid-pandemic and they're literally struggling for money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, like, cool. I get that feeling of like, oh, it's awkward, whatever. This person needs a job. They need money.
Right.
And that's your friend. It's like, that's...
I think both things can happen where it's like, what sucks is this person held up her, Tori held up OP from getting a job.
Yeah.
Sooner by dealing with all of this messy shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if she didn't want her to work there, she could have just been like,
said something, yeah.
And just been like, here, go, you know, go a different way because you can get a job faster and you won't struggle as long.
Yes, that lack of communication. I'll still be pissed off. Basically.
Right.
A lot of times, like, lack of confrontation causes more issues than
almost
anything.
Always.
Pretty much always. Comments. Someone said, I can't begin to imagine how painful this must be for you to find out your best friend of nearly 3 decades couldn't even give you a good recommendation to a job she recommended you to. Her reasons were purely selfish, and that's just the simple truth of it. She put herself ahead of you for no personal gain, which leads me to believe that she's not being 100% honest on the reason she did what she did. I'm sure her work personality is a bit different than how you typically know her, but that can't logically be the reason she just basically threw away 30 years of friendship. Either way, she's wronged you, and you're well within your rights to never speak to her again. However, ultimately, it is up to you. My suggestion is you invite her over to have a talk, just you and her, no husbands involved. If she can't be honest and give you a genuine apology, then she's not worth it. Then again, she might be honest and actually apologize. Even if she does, you're well within your rights to still not speak to her. No matter what, you deserve an apology. Okay, that's interesting, to invite her over and not have husbands. There's also that element, are the husbands trustworthy? Mm. Like, because as you brought up earlier, maybe they're fucking. But maybe they're just being toxic. Maybe they're just being shitty. Maybe they're involved somehow. Mm. I don't know. I'm trying to think of every possibility.
Every angle. Yeah.
Because we have an update.
Oh.
So we have an update, which means...
That was so dramatic. Wait.
I loved that.
Should I have posed too? I didn't pose. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay. Okay, we're ready.
You're ready. You're ready.
All right. All right. Right.
Yeah.
We have an update. Who do we think comes out as the ultimate bad guy?
Comes out? Who do we think comes out as the ultimate bad guy?
Who do we think? Because right now, Tori is the bad guy.
Right.
Seems pretty clear, cut, and dry.
Right.
And maybe that's the safest bet.
Yeah.
Easy bet that Tori's gonna be the ultimate bad guy. Is OP the bad guy, though? Is one of the husbands the bad guy? Are both the husbands the bad guy?
I'm wondering
if... Both the husbands fucking.
Because this is messy, right? This is messy Reddit stories, which means things can switch up.
Then I'm gonna bet OP is a wackadoodle or something.
Whoa.
Something. We have an unreliable... Whoa. My bet is we have an unreliable
narrator.
Tori doesn't exist.
Wait.
Tori is not real.
It's her imaginary friend.
And her husband's M. Night Shyamalan because he's got to cameo in his movies. You know?
Yes. Got it. I'm going to throw a bet out there.
Okay.
That one of the husbands or both the husbands are somehow the bad guy.
Okay.
I don't know how. Okay. It makes no sense.
Well, they're men.
Yeah. And everyone applauded. Update is 2 days later.
Oh.
Thank you all for your comments and advice. I'm glad to know I wasn't overthinking the situation. I called Tori yesterday and gave her the opportunity to meet up, apologize, and explain more in depth. She accepted my offer, and we had lunch at a nearby restaurant today. Some of you guessed that the reason she didn't want me at her job was because she could have been hiding something. That was correct. Okay.
A shared nipple.
An egg. She's the Easter Bunny.
An egg.
She told me that she was indeed having an affair with a coworker.
You're dead.
Oh my God.
So that means Tori's like, oh yeah, you can come work here. Oh my God, I totally forgot about my affair. Oh, I forgot I'm cheating.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
OP writes, I didn't buy it at all. It just didn't make sense because if that was the case, why would she tell her husband that she sabotaged me rather than keep that to herself? Turns out that my husband was pressuring him for answers as well, and her husband kept reminding her to ask her boss why I didn't get the job. That's when she told him what she did. She also gave him a completely different explanation of why she didn't want me working there. She showed me months of steamy texts and sex between her and her coworker.
And sex?
And sex.
Steamy texts.
Oh, they're that
and
close.
Sex.
Steamy sex.
And back. Like, hey, look at this video of me getting back shot. Yeah.
Pretty good affair, huh? Pretty good affair.
Yeah.
Check it out. Oh, and that's Judy Justice's ass. I just took a screenshot of that.
Yeah.
And, okay. She showed me months of steamy texts and sexts between her and her coworker, so I knew that she was telling the truth. Just to prove that I'm cheating on my husband.
Right.
Here's proof. I asked her why she didn't just tell me. She said that she was scared that people at her job would ask me questions and it would come out that she's married. The guy at her job that she's been seeing doesn't even know and thinks they are in an exclusive relationship. She said that if I found out about the affair, she was afraid that I'd tell my husband, and since our husbands are best friends, he would tell hers. She gets together with her coworker for a few hours after work and on weekends. Apparently, she doesn't even work weekends. Her husband thought that she was at work all this time.
No.
She said that having me work there would ruin things as our schedules wouldn't add up and it would get back to her husband and he would question her about why. I asked her why she had me apply and said that she would get me in, knowing she had no intentions of having me work with her. She said that she didn't think I'd really take her up on her offer, as I've made comments before about her work sounding boring, and that she was really hoping that if she dragged it out long enough, I'd get tired of waiting and look elsewhere. The million-dollar question that I asked her was, what did you say to your boss to change her mind about offering me the job? She said she told her boss that having me work there would honestly probably just be a distraction and she wouldn't perform her best and that I was known to be lazy and a slacker.
Ooh.
Definitely not true. She did offer her sincere apology and said that she felt terrible knowing what all John and I were going through and she didn't help. But I just can't see myself forgiving her or even trusting her again after this situation. Basically, the best friend that I have known all these years has turned into a complete stranger. I feel like I don't even know her anymore. This isn't someone I want in my life, especially after she caused me to look foolish by bad-mouthing me to her boss. I told her that our friendship was over and that she'd better have a talk with her husband because no way was I holding this back from mine. A few hours later, my husband got a call from hers. Tori told him the news and they are now separating and he will file for a divorce in the upcoming weeks. Tori is, believe it or not, moving in with her coworker. I haven't heard from her since leaving the restaurant and honestly don't plan on talking to her ever again. Almost 30 years of friendship gone over a string of lies. As for my husband, he and I had a long talk after revealing to me that he already knew what Tori did. I explained to him that it is never okay to keep things like that from me, no matter what. I understand him and Matt have a very good friendship, but me and my feelings should come first in future situations like this. He agreed and will eventually gain my trust back. Okay, we had to trim some edits of that because we have to get to update number two.
Oh my God.
Okay, really quick.
Wait, yeah. So her husband thought she was working like 7 days a week or something?
My wife, her telemarketing job, she's on call all the time.
All the time.
They're kind of like firemen, I guess.
Right. There's a poll.
Jesus.
My question. So, mm-hmm. I think we have to really congratulate OP because she brought Tori to a restaurant.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing your mess to a public place for us to hear.
If I overheard that shit,
I'm like,
I'm forgetting what I'm eating.
I'm like, bring me more chips.
more chips to the table, please.
Salsa, please, now.
Oh my God.
I'm just really thirsty. I just like really want water.
Yeah.
over and over again.
Yeah.
I just don't want to leave because I'm just so thirsty.
Oh my God, like I'd be there for my fucking next meal. I'd be there fucking.
I'll take another dessert, like, thank you.
That table with the two of them, they'd be like, someone ordered you guys Long Island iced tea? And
I would tell them, they'd be like,
oh, that was an accident. I go, no, it's fine, just drink them. Like, I'd be like, just go.
And now you're producing reality TV.
Yes.
Get them all wasted and see what happens. Wow.
No, this is, by the way, this is awful.
Oh, yeah.
I should be clear. This is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, the audacity. I mentioned this earlier. The audacity can only grow.
Right. Also, I'm glad she's like, you're not my fucking friend anymore.
Thank God.
Because if you're already dealing with like the lying about you know, why and all the job, but it's like, oh, but you're also cheating on someone who's also my friend. You know, it's like, so her whole character
and
has been
destroyed. And the cheating can only hurt kind of everyone
exactly,
in the vicinity.
Exactly, and it already is because she got, like, you know, offhand through the job of it all, she got fucked over.
Dude.
So it's, I'm glad that she,
two wins,
restaurant and bye-bye friend.
I didn't think there would be more layers to the mess, but there's more layers.
But there's more layers.
And now they're filing for divorce, and she's going to go be with the coworker. And that's going to go well.
And that's going to go well, and there certainly won't be more cheating or more problems.
I've heard that relationships that start with affairs go well.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've read about
it. And they last.
Okay. By the way, the coworker does not know that she is married. He doesn't know that it's an affair.
Right.
They establish him. Just like,
she moved in with him? Is he aware that like she's getting divorced?
I don't know. I'm assuming no. She sounds like she will lie forever.
And how do you do that?
How do you go,
we're moving in, and then be like getting a divorce behind, like going to the bathroom real quick to sign some papers?
Yeah.
Like how is she doing this?
I don't know how people do it.
Another triple axle on the ice.
It's truly a triple axle.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Maybe this next update will shed some light.
Great.
I love that Emily is giving us like... Emily's giving us the Nintendo Direct of affairs.
No, literally. Yeah.
She's like, next up, we have something very exciting.
Uh-huh. That's 100% the energy. That's 100% the energy. Emily is Smosh Pit's Miyamoto. Like, that's just what it is. That's just what
Beautiful.
It is. That's so funny.
This affair is going all the way to the Animal Crossing Islands. All right, here we go.
Okay, another update. Here
update
we go.
Number two.
Gorge.
This is one day after that last update.
Okay.
They write, my former best friend posted a Reddit about me in this sub to get sympathy, but it's a complete lie.
So this is Tori. Sorry.
Guys, Tori has posted in relationship advice. Rise back up.
Back up.
Rise.
Okay. I'm in.
Guys,
I'm in.
Tori has entered the building. Like the fucking Undertaker.
Okay. Not on my watch.
Tori has posted. My former best friend posted a Reddit about me in this sub to get sympathy, but it's a complete lie. I actually came across this on Twitter. I gave it a read and noticed that besides the names, the story sounded similar to what happened between me and Megan. I came to Reddit and read the update as well, and it is about me. I am Tori and just wanted to clear up a few things. One, that night at dinner while she was complaining about not having a job and money, I never told her to apply to mine. I already knew that would have been a bad idea and not for the reason she stated. She told me that I was just being cynical and applied anyway and put my name down as a referral. Number two, Megan never listens and thinks that she is always right no matter what. My boss did ask me about her and I did nothing but tell the truth. I really didn't think I would be as productive being around her and trying to focus on my job as well. Number three, Megan really is a lazy piece of shit. Hence the reason why she was depending on my job instead of going out and finding her own. Four, as for the update she posted, what Megan didn't mention was that my husband and I have been separated for 7 months. We were keeping it quiet, but she and her husband both knew. We are living in the same house until my condo is ready, which will be later this year. Number five, the coworker that I'm so-called having an affair with is completely updated on my situation and has been the entire time. My soon-to-be ex-husband even knows about him, but I never brought him back to our house out of respect. I can't believe that someone I once called a best friend would stoop so low and have a majority of the internet trash-talking me when the situation is not what she is making it seem whatsoever. For those of you that took my side, thank you for seeing the bigger picture. Megan, if you're reading this, I hope that gold was worth your dignity in losing not only your best friend, but your only friend. Oh, and by the way, don't bother contacting my boss. I quit this morning.
Oh, slow down, Tori. You're going to get full from
just
eating
like,
so much.
Delicious.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yum, yum, yum.
I need a fucking boba straw to suck that shit up. Ooh, delish.
Oh.
And you know what? I called that shit, did I not? I was like, I bet our OP is the problem.
Yeah. Well.
So an unreliable narrator. Okay. So it wasn't an affair because they were already separated.
Yeah. Oh!
That was so sad.
So it sounds like OP was just going on Reddit, living out a fantasy of like playing out of like, oh, my friend wronged me.
Right.
But actually they're kind of a piece of shit. So it's kind of like Tori is now, it's like, why were you friends with OP when she was like, but it's tough when you're, I guess their husbands are friends and all this stuff. I don't know. Ugh. Oh my God. What people will do for karma on Reddit.
Unbelievable. I will say, regardless, I'm like, that was just so fun, was it not?
What a ride.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We have one comment. Now we just need an update from both husbands and we'll have a whole conspiracy on our hands.
Well, they're playing a game in Canada right now,
Once
they get back.
Once
they get back,
yeah.
And then also doing hockey.
By the way, I've watched it.
I watched it and I didn't flinch once.
Holy fuck.
That's incredible.
Oh, that got him.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. That's really good.
All right.
Wow. Oh.
Damn. I love when the updates swing back.
I know. Direction. God, that there could not have been a more delicious update.
That was great.
I love that.
It's always my favorite because we've done so many episodes of this show and like, I know it can happen. I know there can be an update from like another person in the story being like, they're lying. But I can't, I never expect it because it is few and far between. It's like every like few months we get that. Mm-hmm. And it's the best.
I low-key feel like most people lie on Reddit.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's tough. There's layers of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's the iceberg of like, all right, this person is a person, but they're lying. And I'm like, all right. Like, and I kind of assume that with most things. It's just as long as I'm like, okay, as long as it's not a robot writing this, pretending to be a person, because that scares me.
Right.
But, oh, for sure. And even when I think a person is telling their truth, it's still going to be their truth. Mm-hmm. So it's missing. So I say, like, I take everything as a hypothetical, because I'm like, whatever. But I love when this shit happens. It's the best.
It's truly.
My God.
Don't think I've felt this excited.
That was great. Wow. And there's no other response? Nope.
No, now we're left in this emptiness.
I wonder how Megan is feeling right now.
I know. She just fucking...
She got caught.
She's holding her ass because she just had it handed to her.
We had our own Judy Justice tonight.
That's right. Yeah. Tonight. Yes, we did
Damn. Well... That's all our stories.
What a time.
What a time.
This is the best.
My God. This is delicious.
Tommy, you died and came back to life.
Yeah.
Really seen it all.
Let me tell you.
Modern day Jesus.
I'll cure you.
Ding.
And then you're not gay anymore?
He really likes the gay jokes.
Okay.
He loves it. No.
They're very smart. They're very smart jokes. Not just because they're gay. It's because they're smart. It's not just because they're gay.
It's because they're gay.
Hey.
The gay part of the joke is fine. It's the... Mac, it's been great having you here.
It's been great having me. I like being here.
It's always a party when you're here. It's the best. And Tommy, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
You guys are both so fantastic. Thank you all for watching. I hope you enjoyed this wild ride. I kind of hope that many of you died and came back to life from that story as well, as long as you're here. And we'll see you next Saturday. Bye.